We're talking about it.
The midterm elections. Who will win? Who will not?
One question about the 2026 races is already answered.
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3. Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you had an interesting morning because I know you live, near this area, but if you happen to be looking south off Tiger Point or Navarre, you got an interesting treat this morning.
Yeah, that was one heck of a water spout out there. And the scary part is I couldn't tell which way it was going at first. It took probably about a good minute or two to figure out it wasn't coming toward me, thank goodness. It's pretty scary.
Yeah. And I think it winds up moving kind of east to west how it looked to me. But holy smokes, man. I mean, because if it's coming at you, you're like, what do we do? I had not known there was anything going, but there's a pretty huge storm, at least, this morning there is. Yeah. And there's a little tiny cell of it right off Tiger Point that's like, oh, hey, how you doing there? Glad y'all are safe. Glad everybody's safe there. We had a couple of smaller stories I want to get to before we talk to the big stuff. First one is, you guys are asking for help trying to identify the person who did about $11,000 of damage to the new Soundside High School. Is that right?
Yeah. And we've got pretty good surveillance photos of them. So definitely go on our Facebook page and take a look at them. To me, he looks kind of Hispanic a little bit and, younger, but, they definitely just for no reason, and it's so stupid. You're damaging a school. Okay. What's the point of it? It's for the kids.
Right.
And you're going to go in there and tear stuff up. It's just stupid.
And it was it external on doors or something like that? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was external. He never really got in the school that I know of. So,
but those things are expensive to repair, to replace and,
So cost taxpayers money.
Absolutely. Well, the two big stories, the one since you and I last talked and then the one that's really been breaking since Friday is about DCF. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the license plate readers. Obviously, you and I have talked many times about this and, the governor puts his word out through FDOT last Monday. On Tuesday, you and Chip Simmons and Chief Winstrom and Chief Hawthorne all right around the same time basically put out releases and said, okay, we're done. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the bad part is that like most things, a couple of people can ruin it for everybody. And, you have some officers abusing it and other agencies around the country, and it makes us all look like that. But we had so many protocols in place that just the average officer couldn't use it. Like Joe Blow and the patrol car out there doesn't have access to it until something comes up. So, i.e., a perfect example, we got into a pursuit with a guy who killed somebody in Atlanta. This was just a couple of weeks ago. Killed somebody in Atlanta, carjacked their car. They put it into the LPRs, license plate readers. We got them, got into a pursuit, crashed them out in Escambia County, got the murder weapon on them and everything. Perfect example of, hey, this is why we need LPRs. Like I said, you have some people that abuse them and this is where we're at. So no, we don't have them. So
it feels a lot to me like the Escambia and Santa Rosa are kind of like the good kids getting punished for the few bad kids that are doing bad things at night, so we got a curfew on everybody, but it also, and I have my overall concerns about the abuse of this system by bad actors, as the governor talked about. But my sense of this, and you tell me if what you think about this, I feel like DeSantis, this is kind of a knee-jerk reaction from him and maybe not enough consultation with law enforcement about the value of them, so that instead of just plain, okay, get rid of them on state roads, he could have gone to, I know I can't legally tell you to do it this way yet because the legislature has to create it, but these are the rules we want you to follow, and we're going to really quick get the legislature implementing these rules. Because I assume the cameras are coming back, but with much stricter safeguards after next session.
Oh, I don't assume they're coming back at all.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't expect them to come back, to be honest with you. You know, the public outcry is such that, and I understand the governor's point of view. I mean, he's getting hammered to do something about it. So I get it. But what's going to really be bad is when a kid gets abducted and we could have found her, with LPRs because they had a license plate.
Yeah.
And we don't, and the kid gets killed, and what do you say? I mean, what part of, and everybody thinks basically, oh, my tag got read 85 times. Yeah, mine did too. I'm not breaking the law. Who cares? I don't understand, some people getting up there going, I can't believe you're doing this. You're reading my tag. Cops read your tag every time they get behind you. They put it in their MCT, get all your info from the same database that LPRs get them. What's the difference?
Other than
they think it's doing something else with their info, which is it's not. The database is already there. All your info is already in the same database that we get through MCTs. So, but it is what it is.
It sounds like you disagree with the decision to get rid of them because of the value, but you've decided to get rid of them because of the outcry and because of what the governor said.
Yeah, because we know what's going to happen. I can see down the road. Basically, what's going to happen is Flock, and everybody thinks Flock's the only LPR, which they're not. Several companies make them. That's just one that we use. But they're going to end up going out of business because people think, you read 1984, the Orwell thing, a big brother watching you. And I get it. I mean, I don't, want some rogue cop running my information and stalking me or whatever. I mean, I get that portion of it, but it does so much good. I think that if you keep them and then put heavy, heavy restrictions on certain people using them and only in certain situations, I mean, I would love to keep them, but I don't see it happening because the public, once they get, their mind made up about it and their privacy is getting violated, you're not going to get them back. I mean, I don't see them coming back.
We'll talk about, I have one more question about this. We'll talk about in just a second. We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Hang on for just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
No delays or accidents to report. Highway 29 is accident free through Cantonment. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, I don't think I'm overstating it when I say we're living in a society where people are highly misinformed. Sometimes deliberately, like the whole data center thing, the Wall Street Journal just reporting that a 200,000 fake account Chinese, counterintelligence or intelligence operation has been pushing the AI data center panic, which does not surprise me at all. It seems like in this case, a lot of it was, the socialists led this charge, but they got a lot of conservatives and libertarians along with them. But a lot of the argument against the cameras was misinformation or partial information and not a recognition of how they were used. And look, I have said I don't like them either in their current configuration, but I also hate losing the law enforcement value. Do you think that's true? Like, people are basically misinformed or underinformed about this?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think the way most people see it, I've been watching YouTube videos and people talking out against them. They think that every single cop in America has access to put information in and run their girlfriend and find their tag and blah, 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 which at some agencies that may be possible. But like at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, that don't happen. So basically at our agency, dispatch and major crimes and high-level supervisors can get into it, but your average deputy out there can't put information into the LPR without going through a supervisor and having a good reason to put the tag in there. So he can't say, hey, I think my wife's cheating on me. Can you put her tag in there? I mean, you can't do that at Santa Rosa, but other agencies, it may be everybody can put something in and it's not checked. And in that case, I 100% disagree with that.
you know, it's going to be interesting. Like you said, you don't think they'll come back. I'm curious to see what happens in the legislative session, frankly. The reforms that I have said would at least make me a lot more willing, you know, to support them. Because I definitely see the crime fighting value. I mean, I think this is the reason we have the decline in violent crimes across the country and locally is, I mean, this is these they work. Okay. The reforms I've suggested are, the database should only maintain, like, you could have a list of open cases we're working on these licenses, okay? Everybody else gets flushed within, I don't know, 6 hours, 10 hours, something like that, and you need to have a, you have to have a warrant, and at the felony level or above to query the database, unless it's a missing child, like an exigent circumstance or a missing elder. I'd feel a lot more comfortable with those in place than I feel right now. Any of those you want to add to or disagree with?
Well, the one thing I disagree with, purging them in like 6 hours, because, you know, what happens, you know, you go visit your dad who has Alzheimer's and you get there and he's gone, but he's been gone for 15 hours since you last saw him, and he's in his vehicle. We could put that tag number in and go back and trace his movement and find him.
Is that common?
That way. Yeah, it does happen.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very much so. So, other than that, yeah, no, I agree 100%. Felonies and all that only, and yeah, 100% agree with that. I don't want it abused, and that's why we put the restrictions on our camera systems. We put our restrictions in place, and, you know, just no one can get into it except through a supervisor and except for a really good reason, so...
Well, the one thing that I've said is if we are really going to go in a no LPRs state like we are basically right now, because I think they fight crime, even though I have my grave concerns, I think we're going to see a change in crime statistics over the next 6 months to a year, and that will be a case study for us to decide as a state, you know, do we really want or do we not want this trade-off in what we think of as freedom versus crime?
I'll tell you right now, criminals are extremely happy right now.
Yeah. I said the other day, I said, you know, criminals are celebrating and totalitarians are angry and sad, you know, so... let's switch gears a little bit because we just got a couple minutes, but I want to make sure to talk about this. Senator Don Gates, Senator Jason Pizzo, a couple of other senators put out this letter last week about the DCF grand jury investigation. He had a press conference on Friday. The family from Navarre got their kid back, thank God. But the grand jury was scathing about, especially District 5 for DCF, you know, failures in both directions, failure to protect kids when they should have been removed and failures to honor parents' rights when kids were removed inappropriately. Catastrophic failure across the board. But I wanted to ask you, you deal with DCF all the time. Your officers deal with them all the time. You tell me, what's life like on the ground?
Yeah, and that's pretty accurate in some cases. And I'll tell you this, part of the problem is these DCF investigators, they don't get paid anything. So you're not getting the cream of the crop wanting to be a DCF investigator. You're not wanting, you know, you're getting, you know, people who can't find another job basically and are barely qualified, they'll hire them. And this is who you've got making decisions about your children. So can you fix it? Yeah, you probably could. It'd take many years, but this has been ongoing. This isn't something that just happened recently.
Right.
I remember back in the 80s when I was over in Okaloosa County, we had issues with DCF doing the exact same thing. They would take kids and you're like, you're taking them for this? And then you'd have other ones and you're like, you're not taking them? What the heck? So this is not something that just happened in the last year or so.
So it seems like, I mean, it is systemic. It is, you know, the wrong people are some very good people. Okay. Absolutely. I don't want to neglect that, but you know, the wrong people, incompetent people, the money's all wrong. The challenges to the system of inadequate fosters, you know, so how do you fix it? What would be, I mean, there's a whole list of reforms that the grand jury recommended. Senator Gates has got 10 of them that he's interested in. From your point of view, how can it be better?
Yeah, I think it's not something you can cure just by throwing money at it. It would take pretty much the rebuilding of DCF from the ground up, I think. And this is just me. I'm not in that business.
Right.
I mean, we assist them and we do, you know, we get out to calls and we deal with them on calls, but.
Well, you get the calls when the kid didn't get the help they needed and they get hurt or they die. I mean, you get those calls
correct.
And, you know, so 100%. you deal with the consequences of DCF not doing their job.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, it needs to start from the ground up and just be a total rebuild, I think. And more money. And, you know, people say you can't cure a problem by throwing money at it. You can't cure it, but you can make it better. And if you save one child, you know, I mean, is it worth it? I would say yes, of course it would be. So I mean, that's my 2 cents on the matter, but I think it needs a total rebuild.
Yeah, and you know, the I appreciate that. I hope that we do it. I really do. It's worth doing. It's worth paying to do. And you know, because as you say, we need to be saving children and protecting parental rights at the same time. And the one thing I've been saying all morning is, and look, if you're in a position where you can foster, do it. You know, if you can't, we are desperately short of foster parents that are, you know, decent. And you know, the kind of people who could do it, should do it, don't do it. And then the horrible people wind up doing, you know, like that's the catch, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it takes a special person to be a foster parent. It really does. Just, you know, you have to have that love of humanity kind of thing going on. And I think as, you know, time goes on, at least the way I'm viewing it, and this is just me, this is, you know, the sheriff, this is Bob Johnson saying it, humanity is changing. I mean, our values, our thought processes, what's valuable to people as a whole. You know, I grew up in the 60s, and, you know, back then you took care of your neighbor. You took care of your neighbor. You took care of your relatives when they got older. All these things seem to be going by the wayside. I mean, it just, and maybe it's just me seeing it. I don't know.
No, there was, we actually just watched the movie with Ryan Reynolds, May Day, over the weekend, where he's in Russia. And Kenneth Branagh, the Russian guy, they go and they basically stop at a house and get accommodations overnight because he asked. And Ryan Reynolds is shocked about this. And, you know, and Kenneth Branagh, well, you know, in America, if a stranger shows up at your door in need of help, you obviously help them. And Ryan Reynolds pausing because we all know the answer is no. He's like, oh, of course we do. You know, like, but that's, you know, there is that kind of communal orientation, that willingness to help and be generous. And I just don't think we can say it enough that the foster system needs volunteers, you know, loads of them. Yeah. And so if you're interested at all or willing at all, you know, go find out more. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. And always thank you for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
825 News Radio 92.3 PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. 9 miles accident-free. Not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Every piece of jewelry has a story. Some start with a yes. Some start with, this belonged to my grandmother. Some start with, can we turn this into something new? However the story begins, the right jeweler helps it last. With custom design, careful restoration, and engagement rings built to last generations, Beret Jewelers has helped Pensacola keep those stories shining strong. Beret Jewelers, 40 years of coastal shine.
Making it to work on time? No points. Holding the door? Still no points. Remembering trash day? You guessed it, no points. But with the Penn Air Rewards MasterCard, you can get 20,000 points and no balance transfer fees for opening a new card and doing your everyday shopping. Every swipe after? More points, more rewards, more reasons to swipe. Start earning today at pennair.org/creditcards. 20,000 bonus points awarded to new rewards cardholders after the qualifying spend in the first 90 days. Insured by NCUA.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
I feel like this song is just about Florida. Sure is, most days. 8:27 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, the Trump administration has hired another company to clean and maintain the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. The Interior Department will pay American Ag Energy $2.7 million under a one-year contract. The deal pushes the total cost of the renovation project now just above $16 million. At least 10 people have died, 64 others are injured after apparently a pyrotechnic explosion during a festival, a religious festival in central Mexico. That happened on Saturday night near a church in Temascalingo, about 100 miles to the northwest of Mexico City. Authorities are investigating the cause of that. And Anthropic says its Claude AI has produced what it calls the longest formal math proof ever made, using 13 million lines of computer checkable code to formalize Fermat's last theorem. The theorem proposed in 1637 and finally proven by mathematician Andrew Wiles in 1995. Claude reportedly completed the formalization in 11 days.
If somebody comes to me and says that an AI has solved Fermat's theorem, I'm just, okay. I mean, great. Do you trust it? You trust it didn't hallucinate some of the, I mean, who's verifying it?
I trust it more than I trust myself on
math,
I'll tell you that.
Well, okay, fair enough, but you weren't working on that problem to begin with. How many lines of code did you say? 36 million?
36 million, yeah.
Okay.
I will say I could not probably use AI for 36 million lines and get completely legit results. I've gotten into arguments.
Oh, there's a hallucination at line 34,857,264. Excuse me, I identified it wrong. Like, even this is just all right.
David, and if there was, who would ever know?
That's right. Yeah. David, thank you so much. Well, the other AI bots that are working on math problems are hanging around with. Was it Claude? Is that who you said?
Yeah, it was
they're,
Claude.
They're hanging
yeah.
around with Claude and like you know the. The teacher's lounge, the AI lounge, you know, and they're snickering at AI at Claude for like making
Claude
a mistake.
Says to Astra, watch this.
Yeah, right. The humans will never know. Never has a more true statement been uttered by the AI. The humans will never know. And then we'll finish them.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Miami Airport roadway still closed this Labor Day Monday at the edge of runway 30 with a wreckage and investigation after a 21 Air cargo jet came down. Several drivers and the 767 pilots had to be extricated.
Cause of the crash not yet clear. NTSB sending a team to Miami to try to figure it all out. Officials say around 2 p.m. yesterday, the Amazon branded Boeing 767 cargo plane from San Juan, Puerto Rico, overshot the runway at Miami International Airport, crashing into several vehicles, killing at least five people.
Fox's Todd Pyro says at least three in a trauma center. Political violence hits Ohio's largest county fair. A gunman with brass knuckles lunged at Democrat governor candidate Amy Acton. Several people hurt in the scuffle. She was not. He's under arrest. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 80 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a couple of minutes. State Senator Don Gates is pointing to the Kenley Zuroff case in Santa Rosa County as one example of why DCF reform is needed.
A mother is asking the government to give back her 7-year-old child who was taken from her almost 2 years ago.
And Gates said the agency removed Kenley from her home without sufficient cause. The family has now spent years fighting for reunification. Gates is drafting legislation aimed at reforming DCF statewide. A second case of Vibrio vulnificus has been confirmed in Santa Rosa County this year. The Florida Department of Health reports that 20 infections and 4 deaths have occurred statewide. The potentially deadly bacteria occurs naturally in warm coastal waters and can enter the body through open wounds or raw shellfish. Health officials recommend keeping cuts out of brackish water, thoroughly cooking oysters, and seeking immediate medical care if symptoms develop after possible exposure. Escambia commissioners are set to vote this week on accepting a $100,000 state grant to help clean up sargassum, red tide, and other biological debris along beaches and waterfronts. This is the first year this type of funding has been available through the state legislature. A 43-year-old Baldwin County man working as a Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent has turned himself in on multiple severe sex crime charges, including rape, sodomy, and incest. Deputies say Kent Blackledge was placed on administrative leave once that investigation began. Chief John Barber says law enforcement's job is to pursue justice regardless of who is involved. A press conference is scheduled for tomorrow with details on the time and location still to be announced. Firefighters knocked down a morning fire yesterday that destroyed two sheds on Chemstrand Road, rather Saturday. Crews responded around 8:45 that morning and had that fire out within about 40 minutes. Both sheds are total loss. No residents were hurt. One cat did die in that fire. Well, it looks like Kyle Rittenhouse has a new job at a Sarasota gun store now after his former employer in Milton closed last year. Shark Coast Tactical introduced Rittenhouse as their newest employee during a recent podcast. Rittenhouse says he and his wife have now moved to Sarasota after he accepted that job. He previously worked, of course, at Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors in Milton. Rittenhouse gained national attention after a jury acquitted him in the 2020 Kenosha shootings, finding he acted in self-defense. Florida's Board of Governors has voted unanimously to ban undocumented students from the state's 12 public universities, starting with the 2027-2028 school year. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins called that move common sense. Five people have died after a Prime Air cargo plane overran a runway in Miami at the airport on Sunday, striking multiple vehicles and catching fire. Miami-Dade County officials say five other people were also injured. More than 60 fire rescue units responded when that happened. The airport says the flight overran a diagonal runway and became disabled at the northwest end of the airport. It is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, working to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grow Scambia County's tax base. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Highway 90 is clear from Milton into Pace. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, and New Warrington, all accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a warm day today with temperatures in the 90s. We will have a 60% chance of your showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Going to be seeing temperatures tonight dropping near 75. For Tuesday, 50% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Wednesday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 88 degrees and a low near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, sunshine and 85 degrees. Taking a look at your money now, U.S. stock and bond markets are closed for Labor Day today. There was a lower finish on Friday. The Dow at the close on Friday lost 0.5%. S&P 500 fell 0.4%, and the NASDAQ dropped 0.3% after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield ended at about 4.79% Friday. Trading will continue in commodities today, where geopolitical risk is driving energy prices up a bit. West Texas Intermediate crude is just about $92 a barrel. Brent at $97.50. U.S.-Iran tensions continue rising, causing concerns about shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. At the pump today, AAA says regular gas averages about $4.15 nationally and $3.91 across Florida. Escambia County's average is at about $3.87 a gallon. Santa Rosa County at near $3.90. Investors return Tuesday. They'll be focused on inflation, oil prices, and the Federal Reserve's upcoming decision. Gold down about 0.8%, trading near $4,397 an ounce. The federal government's net interest costs consumed about 18.5% of federal revenue in 2025, narrowly topping the previous record set in 1991, according to investment firm DoubleLine. The Congressional Budget Office projects net interest payments will grow from about $1 trillion this year to more than $2 trillion by 2036 as federal debt and borrowing costs continue rising. German startup Aerospace has reached orbit for the first time. Its Spectrum rocket launched from Norway on Saturday, deployed several payloads during the company's second test flight. The European Space Agency called the flight a historic achievement for Europe's commercial space industry. And Goldman Sachs says oil could hit $120 a barrel if attacks on the Middle East shipping intensify. Brent crude, of course, already trading near 97 The bank says prices could fall to $80 if regional exports normalize. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
After almost 70 years of serving the community, Topps Appliance in Milton is retiring and going out of business. That means it's time to sell everything remaining on the floor. If you've been waiting to upgrade your kitchen, replace that old washer and dryer, or add a freezer for extra storage, now is the time to make a deal. Shop a great selection of refrigerators, dishwashers, freezers, washers, dryers, and electric range ovens from the brands you know and the people you trust. Topps Appliance will remain open through the end of September or until everything's sold out. And when it's gone, it's gone. Stop in and shop, make an offer, and take home the appliances you need today. Or simply stop by, say goodbye, and share a favorite story from nearly seven decades of Topps Appliance. Topps Appliance has been honored to serve you and your families for the last 70 years. Retirement sale. Going out of business. Only at Topps Appliance. 6721 Caroline Street, downtown Milton. Open through September or until sold out.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I can't believe I'm going to say this one out loud, but here goes. The socialists got it right again? Zoran Mamdani, America's most hated politician, or beloved, depending on who you ask. The socialist mayor of New York has now banned the use of AI for students up until the eighth grade. If a socialist does a good thing, you still have to give him credit for it? Yeah, you know, you still do.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is kind of a weird one. Happy Labor Day to you, by the way, for all those who are working, which is us too. What was the scared straight video that you remember from being a kid? We're having this conversation earlier. It all got started because I played just this odd little drop from Mean Girls. Oh, hey, put my computer on, PJ. All right, there we go.
At your age, you're going to be having a lot of urges. You're going to want to take off your clothes and touch each other. But if you do touch each other, you will get chlamydia.
It's like the perfect, you know, disconnected, like no sense of where kids are at and just tells them this random scary thing. But at the same time, it reminded me of all the ways the adults tried to scare us when we were kids. And if I'm honest, they scared me for my benefit. You know, they show you the old guy in the wheelchair with the, you know, hole in his throat. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not doing cigarettes. I mean, you know, that's what they did. They scared us. I think maybe we're not scaring kids enough anymore. 437-1620, what's your scared straight remembrance from when you were a child? And maybe it was 5 years ago. I don't know. It seems like in the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of this going around. So, and we'll talk about some of them here for a second. But PJ, do you have one that you remember that was particularly vivid?
I'm not sure that I do, but I know that Mr. Peabody and Sherman and even the He-Man episodes.
And the Wayback Machine. Okay.
The Wayback Machine. Yeah, right. They used to share little morals at the end of their cartoons.
Oh, that's right. Kind of like, you know, G.I. Joe did too. And now, yeah. You know, no, yeah, I think that was like the snowflake version. Which I agree. I remember that. And it was kind of nice. It was some kind of guidance. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the, like, scary. It was the, you know, we're the kind. It's like Smokey the Bear, you know?
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah, right? Which, but, you know.
So remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
But those weren't, like, scary.
Right.
So much. But that's more what I'm thinking about today is tell me your scary ones. 437-1620. Okay, here we go. I'm starting to get some in. I love this. John Hutchinson says, in Driver's Ed, All they showed us was mangled bodies because you saw somebody drink a beer. Right. I remember some of that stuff. And that reminds me of the one that I remember. We were talking about this earlier. Is I remember when, like, in the fifth grade, they, you know, were, I didn't have to ride a bus to school, but I knew kids who did, you know. So they brought us all together in the auditorium and they showed us this movie. And in the movie, the bus is traveling, I don't know why to this day, it's going along some, like, canyon road, you know, to school, I guess. And all the kids are yapping and chewing gum and making loud noise, and the bus driver keeps telling them to be quiet, and they won't, and they keep telling them to be quiet, and they won't. And it all gets out of hand, and the bus, like, drives off the cliff, and all the kids are mangled, and the bus explodes. I mean, it's the worst thing that could possibly happen. And they're like, see? That's why you sit down in your chair in the bus and you be quiet and you don't distract the driver. Yeah. And then, you know, it traumatized us to this day. I mean, it's been like 48 years since I've seen that thing, and I remember it to this day. I think that's pretty effective. Maybe we need a little bit more of that, you know, and not so much of the, well, it's okay, you know, live your best life, do whatever you want to do. 437-1620. Somebody says, I never had a scary video as I grew up in the 60s. I had real life scaries. I knew friends who. I had a dad who. You know, and of course there was always the, hey, your parents are going to get you. You know, you were way more scared of your parents than you were of the teachers. Let's see. Somebody says, oh, Blood on the Highway. Was that the name of it? That might have been the name of one of the, like, either the, I don't remember if that's the DUI one or if that's the bust one, but would you look that up? I'm curious because that's funny. Oh, okay. This is one. This is kind of, it's a little different, but I totally get this. I relate to this as a Gen X kid. Scenes of people sinking in the quicksand. You know, that falls in the category of things you were terrified as a kid and turn out as an adult not to be that big of a deal. Because, you know, getting out's not that hard, but also you're just not going to encounter an awful lot of quicksand in your life. But every one of our childhood heroes in a TV story encountered quicksand, whether they were characters in a comic strip or comic, you know, a cartoon, or their real life. Everybody was getting stuck in the quicksand and had to get their way out of it. PJ, was that the
one? Blood on the Highway is a shock film about driver's education screened during the 1960s, 70s, and 80s.
And what, does it say which one it is? Is it the DUI one, or is it the school bus one, or it doesn't say?
It does not say.
Okay, all right. I'm sure I've seen it. Oh, this is a good one. Janet suggests one of my absolute favorites. Where did it go here? Yeah, this is one we've all seen.
This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs.
Any questions?
There you go. I mean, at this point, it just makes me hungry for eggs, frankly. But, you know, that's because it's early in the morning and I haven't eaten and I'm hungry. But, yeah, like, that wasn't as scary as some. There were some that were way scarier than that. We'll actually get to that in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. No delays on Pine Forest. I'm PJ's with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. The one that I remember that still cracks me up to this day, just because I remember it was formative for me, is, you know, in the 70s and 80s, people were trying to keep their kids from trying drugs. And I remember one of the after-school special-type movies, like, come home and, you know, you're thinking you're going to watch some family drama or who knows, you know, Speed Buggy, I don't know. This particular one I remember was a girl who, and I think it was marijuana. I believe it was marijuana. It was like the gateway. And she tried some marijuana with her friends. And it turned out that the marijuana had PCP in it. And so she got high on angel dust, and then she goes up to the top of the, I thought it was the school is how I remember it. She goes up to the top of the school, and she just takes a swan dive off of the top of the school and dies because, you know, all she was doing was taking a little bit of marijuana with her friends, and she got PCP killed on the top of the school. And you remember this one too, right, PJ?
I do, yes.
To this day, I remember that. I never tried that marijuana. I should say I have tried it when I was over in Amsterdam. I didn't like it particularly. I don't understand people who like it. I think there's something weird about you if you do. But okay, fine. But yeah, for years, no drugs. No drug. Drugs will kill you. And did that do me well? It sure did. I mean, it kept me off drugs for most of my life, right? 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody's, oh, the brain on drugs. That's exactly right. Reefer Madness. Yes. All with the, like, devil talking over the shoulder of the girl trying to get her to do the marijuana. Women cry for it. Men will die for it. that's Reefer Madness. That's right. Let's see. Somebody else said, what is this? The brain on drugs. Yes, exactly. That, which, you know, I think that the Nancy Reagan Just Say No to Drugs was, I don't know if it was as effective. I think that was actually fairly effective, even though there was no real, you know, scare to that one per se, but, you know, just having, you know, the first lady tell you just don't do drugs, kids. You know, probably that's okay. 437-1620. I'm trying to find that Nancy Reagan before we move past it, but I'm having trouble typing and not mispronouncing my words. So hold on just, oh, this is going to be worth it. I know it is because you're going to want to hear her voice. Here we go.
Just say no.
There you go. Just say no. Very simple. 437-1620. What was the scared straight thing you remember as a kid? Oh. That's another one. I want to play this one. I don't want to blow it for you because this one's kind of funny. I gotta find it. I have it. There we go. Dragging.
You'll shoot your eye out. You'll shoot your eye out.
Were you scared of BB guns as a kid? Overly scared. And if you're may not be old enough to remember this, but if you're older than 40. There was no such thing as eye protection.
Very true.
You know, these days, all these kids have learned, wear your eye pro, even when you're playing with the Nerf guns, you know, whatever. Wear your eye pro. You never know what's going to happen. We didn't even have eye protection. I mean, if you had glasses, you were kind of lucky because you had that. But people didn't have sunglasses. People didn't have goggles. It just, you know, you went out and played with BB guns and you hope for the best. And, you know, mostly it turned out okay. And then every once in a while, you know, Lefty wasn't doing so great. 437-1620. I was just, oh, somebody said they were just about to say the PCP after school special. That's hilarious. How, but effective, right? How many stupid things did that keep us from? And then, you know, I was kind of talking about this earlier, but then you had some of the other things that just made you scared. And I don't know that they really mattered a whole lot, but, you know, like when we were kids, I know one of the, thinking about the things that we were scared of when we were kids. I know one of the things I was scared of was a nuclear war. You say that's great. Well, hey, it was the Cold War. It was post-Cuban Missile Crisis. It was before Gorbachev, you know, it was Khrushchev, and we will annihilate you and we'll bury you. You know, like, so we learned in grade school how to duck and cover. In case the bombs were coming, because, you know, that's good practice in case of nuclear war, that your little desk is going to save. It was something to do. It was essentially something to do to make you feel good, you know, that really didn't matter. But it was to, it's like, you know, singing a sweet lullaby to the dog before you're going to put him down. Like, it makes him feel good. Like, what's going to happen? He doesn't want to know about that. This same duck and cover is just a, you know, pacifier for people just to give him something to do. But we practiced that. We actually practiced the drill. Did you practice duck and cover at your school?
I did not that one, no.
Aw, you had a deprived childhood. But I think, you know, we were all traumatized as kids, and we turned out okay.
Did you go to public school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I went to private school. That's why.
Okay, they were probably too smart for this. Public school, we did all kinds of crazy things. You know, being worried about your permanent record. Now, this is a little different one, but you know the movie Fatal Attraction?
Yes.
It's a pretty good ad against adultery. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a pretty good ad against adultery. Because you fool around that one time, and she's going to come and get you, going to come and get your baby, your rabbit. You're going to you know, come and get all, you know, right? And I bet that scared a lot of people from having affairs. It's, maybe, you know, fear is not a terrible source of motivation. I mean, the Bible uses fear. Your parents use fear. We're just afraid to use fear anymore. You know, the Indian crying by the side of the road about the pollution that was going on in the world.
People start pollution. People can stop it.
Yeah. You know, don't make the Indian cry. Don't throw your wrapper out the door. Like, it works. Even if it's not always the most logically sound. People are basically irrational, emotional beings. Scare them. What's that line from Bull Durham where the coach, you know, is like, what do I need to do? I can't motivate these people. They're kids. Scare them. Oh, somebody says you can get pregnant from a toilet. Urban legends. That's right. You can get pregnant from a toilet. The things that people believe. Hey, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of fear. Does you good. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality cars. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4 years young, low miles, you know, 10 to 30, 40,000 miles, great condition. Cars that are really A cars, like grade A. They don't sell B's and C's. They don't sell clunkers. They sell good cars, like cars that are almost new, except they've been owned by one other person or been on a lease. You know, our car that we bought, our Honda Odyssey, it had one owner. It was out on a corporate lease in Orlando. Came back and just, you know, mint condition. with, you know, 1 year and 12,000 miles or 13,000 miles. For whatever reason, it didn't sell. And so it was a pre-owned certified in Orlando. And, you know, Frontier went down there and they bought it off auction, came back to us. We got a smoking deal on exactly the car we were looking for just because we went to test drive it. And they worked with us on the price and they were easy to work with. And then afterwards, they did way better. They're an undersell, over-deliver kind of place. Okay, and even some of the cool stuff I don't tell you about because I want it to be a surprise when you go there. But Frontier, the idea is we want to make you like this process so much that you never want to go anywhere else. That's it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, there you have it.
If the good Lord had intended us to walk, he wouldn't have invented roller skates.
Willy Wonka would have made the best uncle. Not dad. No, you don't want him as a dad, but uncle. You know, the one who comes around every once in a while and does fun stuff. Uncle Willy. Somehow feels wrong to say that about Willy Wonka, but there it is. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 is looking good both directions. Navy Boulevard and Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So over the weekend, football season is here. I made a post on Saturday or whenever. I don't know. You know, that there are five seasons in Florida. Most places in the U.S. celebrate four seasons, you know, spring, summer, fall, and winter. We celebrate five seasons. You know, we obviously don't have those. We have termite season. We have ant season. We have love bug season. Oh, my God, the love bugs are worse than termites right now. But at least they're not dangerous, so that's fine. And then, of course, we have hurricane season and football season. Thank goodness football season is here. UWF, and I'm a college football more than pros, but, you know, either way, whatever. UWF takes on Central Arkansas at Central Arkansas, and on the second series of the game, they're getting ready to punt from deep in their own territory off the 11. UWF on defense.
UWF, return man Bright Cannon about midfield. Their punter is Wyatt Salter out of Brandon, Mississippi. Punted last week one time for 43 yards, and the punt is blocked or went off the side of his foot out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Oh, my goodness, the Argos with a block and recover the ball on the doorstep of the Bear.
Yeah, so 4 yards to the negative on the block, punt, next play. Next play.
DJ Lane will go out to the right side, two to the left for Tyre Davis. Snap it. He'll take it himself, going left. Now bounces outside, and he's in for a score. Touchdown, Argos. Tyre Davis. You can't spell touchdown without TD.
I like that. We're going to put that on a t-shirt.
Tyre Davis.
We are going to put that on a t-shirt for sure.
Yeah, so that was 7-0 a couple of series later.
First and goal. Two tight ends to the right from the short side of the field. Tyre gives it off to TJ Lane going left, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Argos.
That was 14-0. They got a touchdown. Their quarterback had a rush for like 40 yards and fumbled it to himself in the end zone. Pretty unusual play, but we came right back.
Balanced set this time. Davis will fake to the tailback and go downfield. He's got a man, and it will be caught for a touchdown. Bright Cannon from the 42-yard line. Touchdown, Argos.
Take it. So 21-7 at that point. We got our second fumble recovery of the day. Defense was awesome for the Argos. That led to the 2-minute warning.
Three to the left for Tyre Davis with T.J. Lane with him in the backfield from the 8-yard line, second and goal. Man comes through the set, snap it and give it off to Lane. Nope, it'll be Tyre Davis with a little flip to the right side. It's in for a score. Touchdown, Argos.
Tyler Dawson on the 5-yard flip in. That made it 28-7. Like 2.5 minutes to go in the game, which is supposed to be a very even game. Central Arkansas and UWF both kind of right at the bubble between in and out of the top 25 for, the FCS. I always forget FBS, FCS. Okay. Cause one is the big schools. The other one is the not as big schools and we're in the other one. Then it's 28-7 and then, that's how they go to the half. We blew them out. Absolutely blew them out very quickly in the second half, 14 minutes to go.
Bears have to find some momentum. UCA and they're going to go right back to the line. That was a completion to Ty Durham, a 5-yard play at the 30-yard line. Now it'll be a pass to the right side. It's tipped and picked off, going the other way. It's a Curry line. Could he come up with pick sixes 2 weeks in a row? He does.
Amazing.
Touchdown, Argos. Oh, my goodness. What an answer by the Argos defense. A pick six, a Curry line. We know your name this week, man. 34-7.
Yeah, last week they weren't even sure who a Curry line was. Brian Prowitz and Jordan Glass doing the call over on our sister station, Sports Radio in Pensacola, 99.1 and AM 1330. Fantastic job. Argos wind up just blowing out Central Arkansas, 42-14. I think we'll be ranked this week. So defense, and then a whole bunch of scoring as well. So the team is clicking on all cylinders. I will take it. For our first year of being in Division One, we thought it was going to be, what will we get first year? Well, creamed SAU, creamed Central Arkansas, and we'll take it 2-0 to start off the season. Go Auburn. That was a great game. The Michigan game was a travesty. That was crazy. I cannot believe it turned out the way that it did. Congratulations to Ole Miss pulling it out at the end. Sorry, Wisconsin. BJ's. I don't even know what Georgia did. Did they even play? I'm making fun of Meg. She'll tell you coming up next in Pep Talk.
You're listening to News Radio.